Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So I've got another question for you, and this revolves around just the game of football, but there's a tweak to it. When you were in the NFL, like we've seen NBA players, we've seen hockey players, we've seen baseball players, we've seen a lot of our contemporaries in other sports have the ability to go to the Olympics and perform their sport and get gold medals. Did you ever wish that football was an Olympic game and you had a shot at an Olympic gold medal for your country?
No, not really. I mean, just because you realize, like, and we used to have these conversations too, but, you know, who are you going to play against?
Right.
I mean, it's almost like team basketball for USA, you know, just out there stomping everybody every single year if they get the, you know, the perfect roster. But, no, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, yeah, that would have been cool to kind of represent your country and
go
to the Olympics.
Gold medal, wear the flag.
And but don't you feel like if it was football, you'd just be kind of getting handed a gold medal? I mean, who are you going to play against? You know.
So as it is now, right? But it, you know, if we go down this rabbit hole a little bit further, like if football was a global game and other countries played it, now, I mean, I don't necessarily know that we hold it against a LeBron James, or you go back to the original Dream Team with, you know, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Barkley, and those guys. Like, wasn't it kind of the same thing? Like, it was just, they showed up and they just dominated everyone, so it was kind of handed to them, but that's not really how we remember it.
Right, but basketball, I mean, is a pretty universal sport, and even there, you know, other countries, there's, Europe's obviously big and into basketball, but with football, I mean, Do you see the size of people in, you know, China? I mean, there's not many 6'4", 300-pound dudes walking around in China. So you imagine lining up against the D-tackle who's, you know, 5'7", 180. You'd kind of feel bad about playing them, wouldn't you?
Not today's environment.
We do seem to have the largest human beings in the country over here in America. So you'd kind of have to leave your conscience at the door if you're playing against somebody so small from a different country. But I mean, it'd be cool. I mean, we thought about it, and there's you know, here's the thing. I mean, I think you play we actually, man, you're kind of striking up a memory conversation we had where, you know, we did have a conversation one time in the locker room about Olympic football, and I think we kind of came to the conclusion the only fair way it would be if, you know, so my grandparents are Irish. They all came over from Ireland. So if you kind of do that to where your family history is traced and you decide, you know, hey, I want to go play for the Irish team, and you go play for this team, and you could probably assemble, I would imagine, four or five teams from guys that, you know, want to play from wherever they're from, wherever their grandparents are from or whatever, and assemble a team that way to try to spread out the talent a little bit, I think would be interesting.
So it's interesting that you instantly went to the size discrepancy between what we've trained to be and that we worked at is being as big and as strong and as fast as we can possibly be. And then you throw in some violence, you throw in, you know, all the things that make football to us, that what makes it special and separate from other sports. What if you took size out of the game and you went with flag football? Because right now there is a movement that in 2028, the LA Games, they want to put flag football in as an Olympic sport. How do you think that goes? Because you don't have to worry about the size.
Right.
You don't have to worry about all of the schemes and the strategy that goes into O-line, D-line play, blocking schemes, you know, blitz pickup, all of that stuff. You're simply putting out a group of receivers and you've got a quarterback. I think that could be duplicated around the country because there's fast people all around the world. There's guys that play different sports and they're athletic all around the world. With it being 6 years away, because they're going to vote on this in December, if it's put in as an Olympic sport, do you think, is it first of all something that you'd want to watch? And second of all, do you think it's something that'll be successful?
I think it would be interesting to watch. I think it would make it a little bit more maybe competitive, like you said, taking out, just turning it into sort of a 7-on-7 type deal.
Yeah.
With no big guys out there. But, I mean, I think it would still be a slaughter. You know, I still think you assemble the best group of, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, you know, Devontae, like the best group you can assemble. And right, I don't think you're going to find anybody that could cover them.
There's no pressure. Like, there's no blitz.
You'd have trouble finding guys from, you know, America to cover those guys. So I think it would be a little bit more competitive, but it would still be a slaughter. Do I think it would be successful? I think it would be entertaining. I would say that, but no, I mean, we just have experience over here with football that, you know, like you said, it's not really a globalized game. So there's a lot of countries that are just not familiar with it, you know, and it would be like us. I mean, what are some sports, you know, from, you know, different countries that we don't play here much? I mean, you know, what's the cricket game? It's kind of like baseball, but you got to skip. Do you think we could go compete with the best countries in the world? Probably not. I mean,
I think we could if we had 6 years to prepare for it. I mean, we're talking about 6 years down the road.
Yeah, but you're talking about guys that have probably been playing it their whole life, you know, and understand the games and all the.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Little intricacies of the game. It's just different. I mean, I just don't think it would be – I don't think it would be competitive. I just don't. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm like you. You find fast guys all around the world and guys who can throw a football. But, I mean, this is what we specialize in. This is what we – the game that we learn from, you know, 7, 8 years old, you know. So, I mean – it'd be kind of cool to watch at least for one summer, but I don't think any other countries would even come close to competing.
Well, it is reported that the game of flag football is growing globally, and it is something that the NFL is supporting, obviously, and not that they want to develop, you know, a new scouting base around the world, because if you can run, you can catch, you can hit, doesn't matter where you're at, the NFL is going to find you. But they want to expand the reach of the NFL. They want to find new avenues of fans to tune in, especially if, you know, and it's being reported that, you know, Roger Goodell said the Sunday Ticket in another year is going to go to a streaming service.
Yeah.
You don't have to have DirecTV. It's just a streaming service, which would make it, I think, more accessible to everybody in the States, but it would make it more accessible to everybody around the world, you know, football fans. And we're talking about American football, not the one that you kick around with the round ball. But as a football fan, I would love to see this because I just love the game. Now, this is not the football as we know it. You rip the heart and soul out of the game when you take away, you know, the five offensive linemen and you know, the front seven on defense. but it is something that I do think would be fun. It'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. If it does pass the vote and gets the required votes in December, like I said, other countries, in essence, will have 5 years to prepare for facing United States flag football.
Yeah. Now, what country, here, just one follow-up, what country do you think outside of the U.S. would have the best chance of competing with us in a 7-on-7 league?
I see. I think this will be interesting because you got to go to some of the countries now. I mean, we've all seen track stars in high school and college track stars try and, you know, translate that to football.
Right.
It doesn't always correlate. But if you're taking out the physical side of this, like there's not necessarily going to be a bump and run at the line of scrimmage. And maybe, I don't know, who knows what the rules are going to be.
Yeah, no tackling. I mean,
there's no tackling.
Flag, you know?
So you completely remove the physicality of the game. And I guess you'd have to look and say, okay, well, who are some of the fastest countries?
Right.
You know, is this an opportunity for Usain Bolt to make good on some of his, challenges of Tyreek Hill or Tyreek Hill on the other side?
Yeah.
But I guess I would look at a country like Canada, right? They've got football.
Right.
And their athletes are probably, I mean, everybody knows that the best at what they do is in the NFL. And so I would say Canada would probably be a country that would compete, but it would be interesting to see who would take to it. I mean, the NFL's played in London a number of times. You know, what's 7-on-7 football or, you know, flag football look like over in England?
Yeah. I mean, in Canada, you know, their sport is obviously hockey. You know, they learn to play that at a young age like we do football here in America, but yeah, you're right. It would be interesting to see.
Would
my mind
Canada
started going,
beating the U.S. be as upsetting to us as maybe, you know, the U.S. beating Canada in hockey?
I think it would be absolutely destructive. Hockey, I think you're pretty even for the most part, but except Canada always seems to have a little bit of slighter upper hand. But if Canada ever were to beat U.S. in football, whether it's 7-on-7, 11-on-11, or anything, I would think, I mean, we might have to change our country name. That would be absolutely that would be despicable. Yes. Canada South, that would be despicable.
Maybe we'll just send Dak Prescott and the entire core of the wide receiver core of the Dallas Cowboys, since they're America's team, or as known.
That.
I'm glad you puked on that too.